It's always good to have you on the airwaves here in Southwest Nebraska. Our High Plains Radio listeners love you out here. And here we go with another football season.
Well, Rich, I tell you what, before we do anything else, I just want to tell you I'm a big Rich Barnett fan, all right? And you people that are listening, you got a jewel here, okay? Not every town out there has got a Rich Barnett who's committed so much of his life to keeping you people happy. So before we go anywhere, did I read that right? That's what it said here.
I did. I didn't have a typo in there, did I?
No, you didn't. You got right through it. Good boy. Anyway, no, it's always great. And we talk about it all the time because it's true all the time. The passion for high school football in that little nick of the woods is off the charts in a way that it isn't everywhere. I mean, we all love our football in Nebraska, but high school football, especially in McCook, but also in the surrounding area, it's a big deal and gets treated like it should. So ready to break it all down.
Exactly right. And a couple of games already this last week, last Friday, kicked things off. St. Pat's we saw played, beat Bridgeport. There were a number of games, but everybody else kind of really gets going this coming Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that is true. We should be all hands on deck this week. And as far as, you mentioned the St. Pat's game and, the Bridgeport game. You know, Bridgeport's got a good team. They're going to win a lot of games. In fact, there's reason to believe they could win the rest in the regular season, actually. It's just that St. Pat's is loaded, and St. Pat's is senior-heavy. These kids have been together for four glorious years, and, all they got to do is be healthy at the end, and they can win it. So, anyway, that's coming down the pike. Our friends at Cambridge will get a good look at them here soon, too, if I remember correctly.
Exactly right. This coming Friday night, Clint John Field, the Cambridge, North Platte, St. Patch, you bet. And, of course, Bob, your magazine, your preseason magazine, is out, and folks got their hands on some copies, don't they?
Yeah, they did, and we managed to, slog our way through again. I don't know. we did, and it turned out good. We've got hundreds of people who help us in making that happen. You don't just make that up, although there is a school of thought that says he makes that up. That's not true. I actually count on a lot of coaches, and once again this year they came through, and we kind of threw it all together there and got a nice little keepsake, part of the historical record, which frankly is something I value quite a bit, Rich. I know you know that about me. I value our role in the historical record all these 34 years. There's a lot of stuff that might not have got documented quite the way we did it, and it's good to have it, have access to it. So
we are excited to see a lot of Southwest Nebraska kids and teams get going again this weekend. Of course, right here in good old McCook, the Bison with a road trip to Haymaker Land, and I think it's going to be the first time for the Bison at Cozad and Haymaker Stadium. I think Coach Petrosky said since, I think, 05, it's been a little while since McCook's made that road trip up there.
Yeah. How come you say that, Rich? And I don't know why, but all of a sudden, all I can think about is Max Brodersen screaming at the top of his lungs. The late, great Max Brodersen. But anyway, yeah, that is that's one of those great rivalries that, it's not maybe there's regionally, it matters. It matters in a bigger picture. I guess what I'm trying to say is that not everybody understands that the way I do and the way you do and the people listening do. I mean, there's a lot of great state championship history between those two schools, and having them play at Cozad, that's nice. That is a great deal. Now, I will tell you, a little inside dope, my sister, Roxanne Reyes, is the athletic secretary at Cozad High. And I don't want to say she was freaking out when she wrote me here just a little bit ago, but she got a good look at the McCook roster and went into an immediate panic attack. And so, we'll see how that all plays out. But she did mention that she did a little math on how many players on McCook roster, A, there were, and B, weighed over 200 pounds. And I kind of blanked out after that. I don't know what she said after that. But anyway, point is, McCook will roll into town. Probably going to take care of business and take care of business for a long time again this season.
Kind of hoping so. No question. Had a good season last year with the 10 straight wins before a loss. And you see some good names leave, but it's time for other kids to step up. And very challenging schedule with the Cozeds. And Ogallala is in the second year for C1, which is, you know, back to some of those good old rivalries, Gothenburgs and Cozeds and teams like that.
Yeah, we kind of all just kind of reassembled. You know, it's kind of a crooked little path that, you know, everybody took. But, you know, they are back in the same class, and those are really good rivalries. I don't know. I'm really excited, Rich, about this group at McCook. And, you know, that you can say that every year, and you should. But what I like about this team is there's just a whole bunch of good players. There's a whole bunch of, when I went through that stuff, and, you know, Joe obviously is really helpful in, you know, making sure that I do have some understanding behind what I say. But there's just a bunch of good players. It isn't the star-driven team that McCook has had so many times in the past, but what there are a lot of them. And I'm really anxious to see the Hosek kid at quarterback. I mean, he's obviously an outstanding two-way player. But I don't know, man. I got my eyes on this kid, you know, and of course, Harden, you know, has given me some inside dope that makes me feel like I'm a little better educated about the whole thing. But him and Fraker in the backfield, and then we think an awful lot of Mitchell Cole in the line, and there's just a lot of guys. And it's kind of a homogenous deal. There's not a, to me anyway, and they're all good, and maybe I'm selling somebody short here. I don't see any of those as, you know, superstars. But I see a whole lot of really, really good players. And, you know, that's how you make a good team.
A lot of other good teams. Well, Hitchcock County and their run last year, Bob, was a big thing around here. And, of course, Falcons, that senior class, a lot of those kids are gone. And but Coach Rath, that a lot of those kids played against those kids in practice. It's a new group. It'll be interesting how the Falcons come back after winning a title last year.
Well, I think people down around that way maybe understand this, but you said a mouthful when you said that Coach Rath is still there, okay? The guy is a really, really good football coach, and, you know, he's a guy that came from out of state. Not a whole lot of people knew a lot about him or maybe anything about him, but, you know, he walked in, you know, he laid down the law. He made it important that people commit if they're going to play football, and then he married that to a group of really good athletes who wanted to win, really wanted to win. And I don't know, man, that was a really, really powerful performance by Hitchcock last year, and everybody knows that. Yeah, there's going to be residual to that. You know, it's still going to come down to them and Dundee and the district and the whole deal, and that'll be a whole show right there. But you know, the Taylor Hubble, right at center, you know, that kid. Everything that Randall said last year, you know, maybe from start to finish, got from good to great in more ways than anybody in that starting lineup, which is, you know, not saying he's the best player, but he made the most strides. And, oh, what is it? Mason Schilk is going to be a kid that's going to get the ball a lot. And they're going to be fine. They're going to be good. I, you know, 13-0 is an awful lot to ask, but they'll be good, and they'll have a chance. They'll have a shot to win the district. Again, it'll come down to them and Dundee.
Yeah, you mentioned Coach Spargo and DCS. They're going to be back once again. Yeah, they lost some good seniors as well, but boy, they are loaded with some, you know, Jackson Kirchhoff and company and the rest of those guys. They'll be winning a lot of games this year.
You know, that was so nice that Jackson Kirchhoff's back for his 17th year of high school football. I swear, the guy has been there forever, and he's been really good. He started out right, now he's just great. He's just a great all around athlete. You people have seen him. You know what you got there. He's just great. I don't know. He's just a great player. But I tell you what, every team that goes from good to great needs an X factor, and you know, Coach Spargo, who is always kind enough to share some inside stuff once in a while, told me a couple of years ago, there's this skinny little kid that's going to wind up starting as a freshman. You wait and see. And I'm thinking, no, that's all I need. People tell me about seventh graders, okay? But that kid turned out to be Ethan Latta. And Ethan, 10 interceptions in a high school football season is just mind-blowing, especially as a freshman. I'll be real honest. I have not seen that kid play in person, but clearly he's an instinctual player. He's an athletic player, and he is an X factor. And yeah, there are some big holes at Dundee, but just like with Coach Rath, you know, Coach Spargo's back, and that's a big deal. And so I'm, you know, that's a big part of what's going on there. And so Again, that's going to be great to see those two teams duke it out. And when they do play, it will be for the district title and a lot more. I think everybody knows that.
Some other team, you know, Chase County right next door. I think it's going to be better this year in their class. And you head east to Cambridge and what they Coach Rice has to offer. Southwest was a playoff team in six man, and Arapahoe down the road. And Coach Kronhoffman is going to be good. Even Highline, you know, up near Elwood Eustis, that team is loaded this year. So I think we're going to have a lot of playoff teams in this area coming at the end of the regular season.
Oh yeah, there'll be playoff teams. I'm thinking playoff teams that win a game. You know, or more. I don't know. Here's the deal. Chase County, okay, it's right there. You can just feel it's just right there. And there's a team, you know, clearly, you know, state track champions and the whole deal. I mean, they've got athletes, and the Reeves kid at fullback is going to be something really special. Then Peterson kid, he's a Peterson, you know, so he's really good. You know, they've got it. It just feels like there's a program. If they were to win that game they weren't supposed to win, you know, they go from being, you know, 5-4, you know, something like that, to being 7-2 and getting a home game in the playoffs. I mean, I think that's all on the table for Chase County. And you mentioned a bunch of other schools there. To me, you know, there's only going to be 7 state champions, okay? So everybody else is playing for something else. And I don't necessarily think there's going to be a state champion that comes out of the D19 district, all right? But that is going to be a Donnybrook. That is going to be one of the great districts in any class when you just take it for what it is, just, you know, week to week, looking, you know, your neighbor in the eye and say, you know, we're coming for you, okay? Because, you know, Cambridge, all right, so the Tronke kid, a quarterback, threw for 1,400 yards last year. That's a nice play to start. And then Ty Stanton is one of those kids I love the way Coach Rice talks about him. I love what he means to the team beyond tackles and yards and all that kind of stuff. Alma's going to score a ton of points. If they get around to tackling some people, there's a team that could, you know, really upset the apple cart. But you go right down the list, you got Arapahoe with, you know, with Coach Ron Hoffman's grill, a major factor in any pregame setup. I don't know how he thinks he's the greatest grill master of all time, but he does, and I admire his enthusiasm for that. But, you know, you got Will Casey, right? Sprint champion. Mm-hmm. You know, turn hand the ball to him. That will make you smart. And then Riker Evans has become basically a legend in his 3 years of high school football. Highline, this is the first senior class that's played. It's all the way through at Highline, and you know, Riker's a big deal. And you know, his twin brother's a leading tackler, right, Creighton, and you know, a kid that just gets kind of just lost in the mix because they didn't win any games last year. But you people know about Camden Bowes. He threw for 1,800 yards last year. Now, granted, they had a terrible time trying to stop people, but you know, he's just a really gifted athlete. And you know, there is more. But I mean, I love that district. I love how it sets up. You know, I think it's wide open. I don't think that's Highline is going to be your favorite. A lot of that's tied to both Evans, but especially Riker. But again, fun district. It'd be great to watch over these coming weeks.
Bob, if folks want to get their hands on a preseason issue, what do they need to do?
Well, the best thing they can do is just give me a call, okay? Just give me a call. The number is 308-940-2136. It's 180 pages. I don't know, something that I take particular joy in, there's the functional stuff, like all the schedules are in there and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the top 225, which, of course, has morphed into more than 300 kids on the list, is a way to basically say something good about a bunch of kids playing high school football. You know, they're not all going D1, but there's a whole bunch of good players out there, and it's a fun way to learn about a lot of them. So there's my sales pitch.
And it's a good one, Bob. It's a good one. Get your hands on a copy of this and follow along and enjoy a great week and year of football. We always appreciate the time, Bob. You have yourself a great time following all the games, and we'll catch up with you later, big guy.
You know it, Rich. It's always great to be on. Appreciate it.